61st in Osage. Well, Pastor Elder Jonathan E. Ford is going to lead us today in the sermon and the following of our service. For all those in the sanctuary, we ask that we proceed with these new quarantine rules. Please use the side door to exit at the end of service. And for all those coming in, we ask that you maintain coming in through the front door and the front door only. So now we'll transition into the scripture reading from Brother Cabell.
Good morning, fellas. The scripture reading is Psalms 122. I'll be reading in the New King James Version. I was glad when he said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing with your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. May the Lord add a blessing to every this word. We'll now have the prayer of our brother Jordan.
We can all bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to come again before you in this, your holy sanctuary, Lord. Lord, it's been a rough couple of months. It's been a rough couple of weeks. But we're glad that through your power and through your will, we're able to join you again, bind arms together as fellow Christians, and fellowship under your holy word. Lord, we ask that as we continue, that you continue to walk with us, that you continue to cover us with your strength, with your guidance, that you allow us to move in a way that will continue to please and serve you. Lord, we just ask, help us. Help us for those who can't see your light. Help those who can. Continue to walk with us. Continue to order our steps. Continue to just cover us. Cover us with your mercy. Cover us with our protection. Because now more than ever, we need you, Lord. So please, give us the strength to continue on. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Well, good morning to everyone. Good morning to those here in the sanctuary. Good morning to all of you who are streaming in with us this morning. Thank God for you. Thank God for your presence, both here and virtually. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so we thank God for this opportunity that we have to come together to worship together again in His house. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So we thank God for that privilege. Before I go any further, I did want to take a moment and just acknowledge some folks who have been extremely helpful in bringing this day to pass. And so first, I would like to thank our reopening team that was led by and is still being led by Sister Cassandra Hart, Sister Zakiya Price, and Sister Shanita Scott. I thank them for taking the lead and doing the entire laundry list of things necessary to open up the house of worship in these pandemic times. Amen.
Amen.
I not only want to thank them, but I want to thank all of you, those who are streaming in, who helped them in doing it. They were not a three-person team. They just took a lead on all of the initiatives. And as such, I know they were working with a number of you to get, again, all of the things done that was necessary on our checklist to ensure that we would have a safe and healthy reopening. So I want to thank all of you, everyone who had a role, participated, whatever you did to help make this happen. As your pastor, I want to say thank you to you. Also, I want to thank Reverend Curitan and the AV team for the great job they have done in allowing us to be able to stream our worship service now. Before the pandemic, we were not able to do that. During the pandemic, he and his team was able to pivot quickly and allow us to start streaming during the height of the pandemic crisis. And now that we are back into worshiping in our sanctuary again, we are still able to do that. And so we want to thank him, his team, all of those people who assisted him in making this happen. Thank you to you as well.
Amen.
I also want to thank all of the families that have been hosting our broadcast over the past 7 to 8 months. Thank you to all the families who went out and got microphones and upgraded your laptop and upgraded your Verizon service so that you could, so we could stream over broadband. I know many of you incurred expenses, so broadcasting from your home would be a better experience for everyone tuning in. And so I want to thank all of the families, all of the ministers, but also your companion, your children as well, for participating. And again, allowing the ministry to continue to move forward. So I want to thank God for you as well. And also I want to thank God for all of those who took care of the physical space while we were absent. Thank God for everyone who cut the grass, everyone who trimmed bushes, everyone who took out the trash. I want to thank a special thank you to Pastor Scott and Sister Rochelle, who picked up the mail every week for us consistently. And are still doing that. Thank you for, again, doing that. As correspondence continues to come in, we were able to respond in a timely fashion. So, again, I'm just thanking everybody. The list is long. I can't name everybody or every category. But, again, as your pastor, I just want to say thank you for what you have done to allow the ministry to continue to move forward. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you. And, again, we're so glad to have this opportunity to be here back in our house of worship. Now, one of the things we, the choice that was made in terms of reopening is that we're going to try to keep our broadcast to the same time slot and time limit. That way, I know a number of churches still have not reopened, and that I was talking to some folks at this point now in the pandemic. Everyone has their Sunday morning schedule on. So instead of just attending your church on Sunday, like in the pre-pandemic times, everyone has a slot sealed. And most people are going to church from about 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. most Sundays. You got your 8 a.m. service with this pastor in this church. 9 o'clock, you're here. 10 o'clock, you're Zooming there. 11 o'clock, you're Facebooking back on this one. And so we wanted to honor that. We didn't want to come and take up a huge chunk of time and then infringe on any other time. So we're going to keep our broadcast to our original time slot. And what that means is that means I got to preach in a hurry. Amen? Amen. So thank God. So with that, we're going to go now directly to the Word of God. If you have your Bible this Sunday, we're going to pick our text out of 2 Samuel in the 6th chapter. This Sunday, we're going to be in the Old Testament, the book of 2 Samuel, and the 6th chapter. And we are going to read it in its entirety. Amen? For those of you with me here in the sanctuary, if you haven't, I am going to invite you to stand, as it is our custom to stand and honor the Word of God. For those of you that are home, and I realize you may still have on your pajamas, you may be in the bed or under the bed, but if you would care to join us and stand for the reading of God's Word, May the Lord bless you for that as well. So again, the Old Testament, the book of 2 Samuel, and chapter 6. Amen. And again, David gathered all of the choice men of Israel, roughly 30,000. And David rose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubim.
Amen.
And so they set the Ark of God on a new cart. They brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the cart. And they brought it up out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, accompanying the Ark of God. And Ahio went before the Ark. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord on all kinds of instruments of fir, wood, and on harps, on stringed instruments, on tambourines, on sistrums, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nashon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the Ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the Ark of God. Verse 8, and David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, how can the Ark of the Lord come to me? Mm-hmm. So David would not move the Ark of the Lord with him into the city of David. But David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Mm-hmm. Now it was told to King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the Ark of God. So David went, brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with great gladness.
Amen.
And so it was, when those bearing the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. And so David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting, and with the sound of trumpet.
Amen.
Now, as the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart.
Amen.
And so they brought the Ark of the Lord, and they set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. And then David offered burnt offerings, peace offerings, before the Lord. And when he had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of Hosts.
Amen.
And then he distributed among all the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, both women and the men, to everyone, a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. And so all the people departed, every one to their own house.
Yes.
Verse 20. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. And so David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord and over Israel. And therefore I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humbled in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23, and concluding, says, therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. Amen?
Amen.
This morning I want to talk from the subject, bringing back the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Bringing back the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth.
Amen.
How excellent is your name in the house where your name abides forever.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we exalt your name.
Yes.
Oh. We magnify your name.
Yes.
We praise your name.
Yes.
Because it is by your great name,
yes,
God, that you have gotten us the victory.
Amen.
It is by your great name that you have established us as a people in this earth.
Oh.
It is by your great name that we are called. It is by your name that we are known throughout all the world.
Amen.
So we bless your name this morning. We bless your name. We give it honor.
Oh.
We give it the glory. We give it the worship due unto your name. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough,
yes,
for all that you have done, all of your benefits, God,
yes,
that you have given us. God, we praise you. Oh yeah, we praise you. Yeah, Lord, that's why we came. That's why we enter the sanctuary. That's why we get out of bed. That's why we say our prayer. We owe you. I will bless you. Oh yeah, I will bless you. I will open my mouth. I will clap my hands. I will stop my feet. I will give the name of the Lord. Because you've been so good to me. So kind and so merciful. And I bless your holy and sweet name. God, anoint your word today. Anoint your word. Anoint your word well, that it might go forth as a sure out, that it might find its destined target.
Yes, sir.
Piercing into the heart, the soul, the mind,
yes,
of every hero, both now and throughout all eternity.
Yes.
This is the prayer we ask in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And all of God's people said, amen.
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 Amen again.
Yes.
Amen. Let you be seated all over the sanctuary.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
Now that David has been established as the king of Israel.
Yes.
Not only is he established as king. As the king of Israel, he has now also defeated the Philistines, the arch enemy of Israel.
Yeah.
And not only has he defeated the Philistines, but King David has now also defeated the Jebusites.
Yeah.
The occupants that held his city. But now David has defeated the Jebusites. David has now made this city his capital for the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Israel in the north and Judah in the south. Now David has a place not only to serve as the capital of Israel, but also as a place for him to finally call home.
Amen.
All up to this time. You read 1 Samuel, all the majority of the back half of 1 Samuel, David has been on the run for his life.
Yes, yes.
Living in caves, dwelling in mountains, living in hillsides and pastures, but no set place that was home for him and his family. But now, God has blessed him.
Yes.
God has blessed him and given him a city to his kingdom. Not only has he given him a city, now he's given him a home. And so, now David turns his attention to bringing the Ark of the Covenant back into the city of Jerusalem.
Amen.
As a reminder, the Ark of the Covenant was a sacred portable chest which represented the throne and the presence of the Lord among Israel.
Amen.
God instructed Moses to build this ark, and this ark would serve as a visible sign, as a physical symbol that the presence of the Lord dwelled among Israel.
Amen. Amen.
And this ark was built with poles so that during their 40 years of wandering, they could easily transport it, but no matter where they went, they always took the Ark of the Covenant.
Amen.
Because that was their sign, that was the signal that God was dwelling among them.
Amen. Amen.
But unlike Saul, who neglected the Ark of the Covenant during his reign, King David was zealous for the worship and presence of the Lord Most High.
Amen.
David said Saul may have been able to rule without the ark.
Yeah.
But David said, I am not going to do anything for or among God's people until I bring the presence of the Lord or the Ark of the Covenant back to the city of David.
Amen.
That's what we find here in 2 Samuel chapter 6. And so I want to use 2 Samuel chapter 6. And this story is also recorded in 1 Chronicles chapters 13 and 15 as a cross-reference. But it's about David's efforts to bring the Ark of the Covenant into the city of Jerusalem.
Amen.
And I want to use that not so much to focus on the particulars of the story, but I want to use it as a backdrop to paint the picture for what you and I must do to bring back the presence of the Lord into our lives.
Amen.
To bring back the presence of the Lord into our hearts.
Yes.
Our home.
Yes.
Our dwelling place, right?
Amen.
Because his name is Emmanuel, right?
Amen.
That means what? God with us, right?
Amen.
And we want Emmanuel wherever we go. We want Emmanuel because we want what? God to be with us.
Yes. Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Here we are. So, verse 1 and 2, David gathers all the choice men of Israel, 30,000 in number, that's counting the men, obviously, women and children there as well. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him to Baal Judah,
mm-hmm.
to bring up from there the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubims.
Amen.
In order to bring back the presence of the Lord in your life, the first thing you must have is a genuine love and desire for the Lord himself.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? I thought I would get more amens on that, but that's okay. First Sunday back, first sermon, I get it. We got to work up to it. But if you want to bring the presence of the Lord back into your life, the first thing you must have is a genuine love and desire for the Lord himself.
Amen.
Are you with me on this?
Amen.
The reason why Saul never esteemed the Ark of the Covenant is because Saul never really loved God.
I know.
Saul was more in love with himself. He was more in love with his ability to fight. He was in love with his stature. He stood a head and shoulder above all other men in Israel. You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
And so the spirit of pride had crept into Saul and consequently ruined his kingship.
Wow.
Because he loved the praises of the people more than the praise of God.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
In Matthew 23 and 37, Jesus said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And this is the first command, the first and great commandment.
Amen.
The second one is like unto it, in that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. He says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Amen.
Jesus says there's only two real commandments.
Amen.
Love the Lord your God,
right,
and love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen.
So you can't attempt to bring back the presence of God if you first don't have a genuine love for God.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, let me get pastoral here with the little time I have left. Listen to me. Your love for God matters.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Your love for God matters.
Amen.
If you don't love the Father, you will never love the Son.
Amen.
If you don't love the Son, you will never love His Word.
Amen.
And if you don't love the Word, you will never love His Spirit abiding in or on you.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
If you don't get nothing else out of this sermon, take that out.
Yeah.
You must have a love for God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Pastor, how do I cultivate a love for God? You got to get in His Word.
Amen.
All that you want and need to know about God is contained in His Word.
Yeah.
And as you get a love for His Word, it cultivates a love for God in you.
Yeah.
Are you with me in this?
Amen.
Psalms 42:1, the psalmist says, as the deer pants after the water brook, so my soul pants after thee, O Lord.
Yeah.
We can make it a few days without food. But we can't go far at all without water.
Amen.
We can't. Animals can't. And even the deer, they bounce around in the open spaces and out in the wild. They will always find their way to a water brook.
Amen.
Why? Because they need that water.
Amen.
They begin to pant. That tongue begins to hang out. Sometimes you see it on your dog. That tongue begins to hang out. Not only do they breathe, but they need that water.
Amen.
It was matter if you have food and water, they will often go to the water first,
right,
quenching their thirst before satisfying their hunger.
Right.
And so that's the first thing. If you're going to bring back the presence of the Lord, you got to have a genuine love for God.
Amen. Amen.
Here we go, verse 3. And so they set the ark on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before it. One was in front, one was in the back. And then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord on all kinds of instruments, fir, wood, harp, stringed instruments, tambourine systems, and cymbals. Then they came to Nashon's threshing floor, and it was there that Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, because the oxen stumbled.
Yes.
The anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God. David came angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah. And he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, when I first encountered this text, young fellow reading, going through it, I often asked myself, why would God kill someone for doing a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
This guy stuck out his hand to save the Ark of the Covenant from falling to the ground.
Amen.
But yet God killed him. And so it wasn't until I got to the point where I began to learn how to study my Bible and to cross-reference, and I finally began to read this story not only here in 2 Samuel, but I read it in 1 Chronicles. And I just want to read this passage for you. This is 1 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to listen. And so David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priest. And for the Levites, Uriah, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaniah, Eliel, and Aminadab. And he said to them, you are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place that I have prepared for it. For because you did not do this the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us, and because we did not consult him about the proper order.
Amen.
So it wasn't until I read this passage that I began to read and understand that God was not unjust in killing Uzzah.
Hallelujah.
What 1 Chronicles helps us to understand, and as you trace it back to Deuteronomy and Leviticus and all that, God had given specific instructions for who and how the Ark of the Covenant was to be transported.
Amen.
Specific instructions. Who was to do it, how they were to do it, what they were to do while it was being transported.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
And again, all of it was in what? The book of the law.
Amen.
It was all there. Moses had recorded all of it. But David, even though he set out to do a good thing, went about it the wrong way.
Amen.
Are you with me in this?
Amen. Amen.
And although David was doing the good thing by bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, he went about it in an improper manner.
Yes.
Note this. To bring back the presence of the Lord in your life, you must read and obey his word.
Amen.
You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
Even if you're trying to live your life the right way, if you're trying to live a life in a manner that is pleasing to God, that in itself is good, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
You have to read his word, and then you have to, this is what we used to say in the old church after announcements, you got to govern yourselves accordingly.
Amen.
That you got to be over 60 if you know what I'm talking about. But all of this, it's just a simple way of saying, you got to do it God's way.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Right? Because if not, you're going to have unprofitable outcomes.
Amen.
John 14:15 says this. Jesus said here, if you love me, keep my commandments. Look, John 15:14 says, you are my friend. Get this. If you do whatever I command.
Amen.
This is coming out of your Bible. I'm not making this stuff up. This is in your Bible. And so we've got to do it God's way. But what we find oftentimes today is in the times in which we live now, people do want the presence of the Lord. I found that out. They do.
Yes.
But they want it on their own terms.
On terms. I know.
And what I've come to realize is that what people really want is a Burger King salvation.
Right.
You remember the old model of Burger King?
Have it
your way. So we want the presence of the Lord, but we want it our way. We want it on our terms. We want it when we're available for it. We don't want to get up early to seek his face. We don't want to stay up late covenanting and praying to him. We want to be able to live any kind of way we want it, and then we want God to bless it.
Amen.
Touch your neighbor and say, this ain't Burger King.
This ain't Burger King.
If you want the presence of God, the only way you're going to get it is by doing it God's way.
Amen.
Touch your neighbor and say, do it God's way.
Do it God's way.
Here it is, verse 9. David was afraid of the Lord that day. He said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not move the ark. He said, no, I can't bring this back. But instead, he said, here, take it over there to the house of Obed-Edom and leave it there until I can get over this. That somebody done died today, brought all this stuff to worship God. The service is over. It's ruined. The people are heartbroken. David said, I'm heartbroken. Leave the ark there.
My Lord.
So they leave it there. Read what it says. And so it remained in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all looking at that? Look at what that last verse, the sentence says in verse 11. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household.
Yes.
And now it was told King David, said, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So David brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. Listen to this. The presence of the Lord began to bless Obed-Edom because the ark of God was there.
Amen.
Hey, look, it wasn't a church. It wasn't a tabernacle. It wasn't a temple. It was in the living room of an old man's house.
Wow.
And because the presence of the Lord was there,
yes,
so was his blessing.
Amen.
Look what the psalmist said, 16:11. He said, in your presence is the fullness of joy. I wish I had a real church.
Yes.
At thy right hand, every moment. This is why I want to bring the presence of the Lord back.
Amen.
Where the presence of the Lord is, there will be fullness of joy. Where the presence of the Lord is, there will be blessings. Where the presence of the Lord is, there will be goodness, gladness, joy, unspeakable joy. Because of the presence of the Lord. Here it is. We're 2020. And in 2020, I hate to say it, but the spirit of Cain has broken out.
I know.
Not only in the world,
yes,
but in our church. Cain wanted to serve God his way.
Yes.
But when he served God his way, and it didn't work, he got mad at Abel, because Abel decided to serve God the way he wanted. And Cain rose up against his brother and slew Abel, killing him out in the field. But in the world, it's going on. Spirit of earth has broken out. And God said to Cain, if thou doest not will I receive. If you do it my way, all my blessings. If you do it my way, all my I got to get those presents back.
Yeah.
Here it is, 15:15. I got to get in a hurry. And so it was, when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone six paces, he said then they sacrificed oxen, fatted sheep. And then David danced before the Lord with all his might.
Yeah.
And David was wearing a linen ephod.
Mm-hmm.
So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of trumpets.
Amen.
They're going to bring back the presence of the Lord in your life.
Yeah.
Get this one. You got to be willing to praise God mightily. I wish I had a real church this time. We live in a generation where everybody is concerned about being cute. You don't Instagram. You don't Facebook. You don't Snapchat. But when it comes, when it is God, the meaning of Instagram, you are I'm sorry. Here it is, verse 16. Now the ark of the Lord came, and Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window, saw her husband leaping and whirling before the Lord. She despised him in her heart. You got your own Bible. Just put an asterisk next to that. We're going to tie it in a minute. But just put a note on that. Verse 17. So they brought the ark of the Lord. They set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. And then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings there in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And when David had finished offering his offerings, burnt and peace offerings, said he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
In verse 19, he distributed among all the people, everybody, the whole multitude. He gave them bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins.
Mm-hmm.
So all the people departed, everyone, to his own house.
Amen.
I've been fasting, consecrating, preparing to come back to the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To minister his word. And right about now, a piece of cake, a piece of meat, toasted raisin bread with cinnamon bun. I wish I had a real chair. See, y'all had eggs and bacon this morning. But I was fast. I had to turn my plate down. I had to consecrate. But I wish David were alive now, because I would represent my family in the light. Give me your bread. Give me your meat. And give me your raisin cake. David blessed everybody. And if you want the presence of the Lord back, we've got to learn how to bless other people.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to be a tough selling. Because now, we're more concerned with God blessing us.
Amen.
Never realizing that God blesses you so that you can be a blessing to somebody else.
Amen.
David had gotten his victory. David had gotten his city.
Yeah.
David had his palace built. They sent wood and timber and artisans to build his house.
Yeah.
They had built the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
Although it wasn't anything spectacular, they set up a white tent up on Mount Zion. And now they had a place for the ark of God to rest.
Mm-hmm.
So everything in David's life was turning up roses. But before they departed, David said, I've been blessed so that I can be a blessing. He blessed every man. He blessed every woman. And he blessed every child. Tell somebody you got to be a blessing. Matthew 7:12 says, whatever ye would that men should do to you, do even so unto them.
Amen.
Here it is. Let's wrap it up. I got 3 minutes. Here it is. Verses 20 through 23. David returned after blessing the people. Verse 20 said, he now sets his attention on his own household.
Yes.
The Bible said, if you don't take care of your own house,
right,
you are worse than an infidel.
Amen.
And God wants you to bless other people. God wants you to be a blessing to everybody.
Amen.
But above all, God wants you to be a blessing to your own house.
Amen.
That means your own wife.
Yes.
Nobody should outgive your wife above you.
Not alone.
That means you got to be a blessing to your own children.
Yes.
Anybody and everybody connected to and in your house.
Yes.
Take care of your own house.
Yes.
Look at somebody. If you're on the internet, tell somebody, take care of your own house.
Yes.
Here it is. So here he comes. And here comes Micaiah. I told you to put a note on 16. And I got 3 minutes. I'm going to tie it together. So Micaiah, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David. She said these words. How glorious was the king of Israel today.
My Lord.
She said, look at you. In your pretty self. You got to understand, David was handsome. So look at you. All beautiful and half naked, dancing, not only before the people, but before all of these other young ladies. Look at you dancing in front of the young girls. All of them looking at not only at your linen ephod, but the implication that linen ephod was made of light and sometimes almost clear material. It was very easy to see through it.
Yeah.
So the implication was they were able to look at you privately. And she began to feel some kind of way about it. So she said, look, here you are dancing, uncovering yourself, the eyes of the maids of your servants, like some uneducated person. You're not acting like a king. You're acting worse than a servant to a king. There's no royalty in you. There's nothing of dignity or of exception to you. So here it is. So David said to Micaiah, it was before the Lord, correcting her statement.
Amen.
I wasn't dancing in front of the young ladies. Mm-hmm. I was dancing before the ark of the covenant.
Yes.
My praise was to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
not to the bystanders. Here it is. And he said, it was that same Lord who chose me instead of your father and his house,
yes,
to appoint or make me ruler over the people of the Lord and all of Israel.
Yes.
Therefore, I will play music before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. And I will be even more undignified than this.
Yes.
And I will also humble myself in my own sight.
Yes.
But as for the maidservants who you spoke against, by them I will be held in honor.
Amen.
Look at verse 23. Therefore, Micaiah, the daughter of Saul, had no children.
My Lord.
Here it is. This is the last point. You're going to bring back the presence of the Lord. Get this. Last and final point, probably the most important. You're going to bring back the presence of the Lord in your life. You must be willing to endure criticism.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I got a few amens. Okay, it's getting better. That's better than what I got before. If you're going to bring back the presence of the Lord in your life, you must be willing to endure criticism. So that means no more likes on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That means no more thumbs up emojis when you start serving God.
Amen.
Check it out. John 15:25 says this. But they have done this to fulfill the word that is written in their own law.
My Lord.
Listen to what he says. They hated me without a cause.
Amen.
Now, if they can hate you without a cause,
yes,
how much more will they hate you when your cause is for Christ?
Amen.
Matthew 10:36 says this, and a man's enemy will be those of his own household.
Amen.
This is where I need my church. Y'all hear me? I only got a couple minutes.
Yes.
It's one thing to that have plenty of haters
right.
on the outside.
Yes.
But it's another. What do you do when those that hate you live down the hall? And those that despise you live by you. What do you do? David withstood failure. David withstood watching other people get blessed instead of him.
Yes.
David withstood criticism internally and externally.
Amen.
But to David, it was all worth it.
Amen. Amen.
To get the presence of the Lord back in Israel.
Amen.
Back into his kingship.
Yes.
Back into his house.
Amen.
Back in and among his people.
Whoa.
I'm telling you today, church.
Glory to God.
I've given you a simple outline. If you follow these steps, I'm telling you, it'll bring the presence of the Lord back. All throughout this season,
thank God,
we've been shut up by COVID.
Yes.
We've been shut out by the coronavirus. Unemployment at an all-time high.
Ah.
Violence running almost seemingly unabated. And what we need is to bring back the glory.
Yeah. Amen.
What we need.
Yeah. Amen.
But in order to do that, it must first begin with the house of Israel.
Amen.
It's got to first start with the people of God.
Hallelujah.
We are the one with access to him.
Amen.
So if we bring him first back into our lives, get the glory back into our family.
Yeah.
Get the glory back up under our house.
Amen.
Then come here to his house and get the glory back in his house.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, everything would change.
Amen.
All of the fortunes of Israel turned around when David became king.
Amen.
And there's a place in there in 2 Samuel that said this, that the Lord gave him peace over all his enemies.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord was so strong on David and in his house and in his ministry, his enemies were scared to fight him.
Amen.
And there were some things that undid his ministry years later. But as long as that presence of the Lord was there, God told him, you will never fail to have a man on the seat of the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you brought the glory back.
Amen. Amen.
You brought the presence of the Lord back.
Amen.
So if you're here this Sunday, maybe you're here in the sanctuary. Maybe you're a part of our internet church. Pastor, how do I get the glory? Well, one, if you've never accepted Christ, that's where you start.
Amen.
Start by confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart that Christ died for you.
Amen.
And gave his life, went on Calvary's cross, shed his innocent blood, so that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. If you're here, never accepted, pray that prayer today, right where you are, whether you're in the sanctuary, whether you're online. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, I want the glory. I want it in my life. I don't want it back. I never had it in the first place. I want to be saved. I want to come into the kingdom of God. What if you're here and you've been saved? What if you're here and you're like me, you're in church, in church all your life? But you can honestly say, you know what? I don't have the glory anymore. I don't have the joy anymore. It's not like it was something is missing. What's missing is the glory.
I know.
I've given you some steps to get it back. You got to bring the glory back. So if you're here, you want the glory back, I'm praying with you and I'm praying for you that God will give you the glory back. But you got to seek him.
Amen.
You got to do what is right. You got to do it the Lord's way.
Amen.
Hey, we got to get out of this sermon. I'm way over time. We're going to have our brother Khalil come back. We're going to lead us in our offering, then our announcement. Then we'll have the benediction, and that will bring our broadcast to a close. God bless you, Tim. As always, I appreciate your attention and your patience. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank the Lord.
Man. Fellow sellers, what a beautiful word that was.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to have our offering here. One second, please. Yes, good morning from the Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, you will gather to worship and giving. This morning, you may give one of three ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text, text the code TAYLOR61, that is TAYLOR61, to the phone number 73256. Again, that is TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256. And you will receive a link with instructions. To get to our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the directions posted there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We will now have the announcement. Bear with me. It's a long one here, so trying to keep it with me, okay? All right. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us for the reopening of church today. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live, so that you may continue to worship from your home. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home. Please also bring a mask to wear. If you have had contact with someone who has the COVID-19 virus, we encourage you and advise you to please stay home. The church van will not be in operation during these initial weeks of our return to worship at the church. So please keep that in mind and plan your transportation accordingly. I set up guidelines with emails on October 6th. If you have not received it, please check your spam or promotional folder. You may be added to the email list by sending an email to info@taylortabernacle.com. Again, that's info@taylortabernacle.com. Lastly, if you do not have an email address, you may request a hard copy from your watch care deacon or call the church at 215-748-4578. Again, that was 215-748-4578. For additional questions or concerns, please feel free to contact the reopening team, which is Sister Cassandra McCoy, Sister Shania Scott, or Sister Zakiya Price, or contact your watch care deacon. Please continue to pray for our safe and successful reopening. Friday night prayer and Bible study continues via the church conference line. The church conference line dial-in number is 775-799-9141. Again, the conference line and dial-in number is 775-799-9141. On Saturday, October 24th, we will be distributing health care gift bags to the community. Pastor Ford is asking for 10 men and 10 women to join him from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to assemble and distribute 300 gift bags in the neighborhood. All gift bag assembly will take place outside in the backyard of the church, and a light lunch will be provided. Please contact Sister Marcy Abrams directly or by calling or emailing the church via our website to volunteer for this event. We would like to thank Rabbi David Strauss, David Edmond, and the congregation of Mainline Reformed Temple for partnering with us for this event. On Saturday, October 25th, our own Reverend Darrell Scott is celebrating his first pastoral anniversary with St. Mark's Baptist Church. The celebration begins at 11 a.m. St. Mark's Baptist Church is located at 1238 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19146. Again, that is 1238 South 23rd Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19146 in South Philadelphia. Church seating will be limited. For those who would like to celebrate in person, please reach out to St. Mark's Baptist Church via email at stmarksphilly@gmail.com. Again, that is stmarksphilly@gmail.com. If you would like to celebrate with Pastor Scott and St. Mark's online. If you have a prayer request, please visit our website, taylortabernacle.com, and go to our prayer request page or call our church at 215-748-4578. Again, that was 215-748-4578. And leave a voicemail so we can respond to you. Remember to hit subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address. We will add you to the list. Thank you. Then we will be joined by Pastor Flores for the benediction.
Shall we all stand to hear in the sanctuary if you're still online with us at home? We're just going to stand for the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. And that he keep you throughout this week and in the coming days. This is our prayer. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Taylor Tabernacle. God bless your family. Thank God for our visitors and friends. The Lord be with you, and we'll see you on next week. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.